where the Apostle Paul is giving Timothy the instructions that we heard a moment ago from in the second chapter of 1 Timothy about praying. First of all, where he says that we should pray for our leaders, the people in high positions, he gives the reason for that. And Brother Keith read that to us already, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So we're praying for our leaders, and we're praying with this goal in our hearts, that God will be glorified in the salvation of souls, so that a climate will exist in our land, a freedom for the preaching of the gospel, and an atmosphere where people will be drawn to Christ. And I was glad that Brother Keith prayed for all of us, the citizens of the heavenly kingdom. When we pray for our country, it seems to me at home anyway, that we in the church at home also, we always pray for the Christians in America, that God will awaken us and give us a spirit of prayer in the Holy Ghost, and help us to live according to His precepts by His grace, and so hold forth a standard, and also that His love will flow through us, and His light will shine from us, and His life will be manifested in us and among us again, so that people will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. On Wednesday, I was talking to one of the people in our church, and I mentioned a lady that has gone to be with the Lord, who was saved on the 4th of July, and her testimony always stirred our hearts. She went to church because she had promised to go. She didn't want to go because it was the 4th of July. By the way, I'm having a meeting tonight at home, and we'll see how many people want to come. Well, when she testified, she always testified to the fireworks that began in her soul that night. That was Sister Lucy Petraca. Some of you may remember her. She told her friends who were on the roof there, she lived on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they were going to have a fireworks party there on the rooftop. And she told her friends, "I'll be back. I just have to do this. I promised I would do this. I'll be back." But in that meeting, she opened her heart to Jesus. She heard the call of Jesus. She, as you know, those of you who knew her, her life was transformed, and she was filled with joy. And she always said, "I didn't care when I went back. I didn't care about the fireworks at all. Oh, glory! The fireworks began in my soul." And it's still that way. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. I often think of that when we pray for our country, and I think of this. Think of this verse. God wants to save, and I pray that people will be saved today. And let us pray for our country. Shall we stand? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, dear Lord, we thank You for the things we've heard already this morning, and for the heritage that we have, Lord. We have a good heritage. When we think about the founding of this nation and how some of those who came because they wanted to be able to be free to worship You according to their consciences and to really seek You and find You and live unto Your praise and Your glory. And we thank You, Lord, for this heritage. And we just want to pray for our land today. We want to pray that you will bless the United States of America. We feel that we are in such great need. This is our hour of need, but Lord, you see our need, and as we come to you, we can call upon your name and pray that you will come to our land and that you will work in your own way, Lord. You are able to meet these great needs, Lord. There have been times in our history where we were also in periods of declension and people, by and large, were turning away from your word and from the power of the gospel. They had a form of godliness but denied the power thereof. We see this all around us today, even in the church. Oh Lord, we just call upon your name this morning. We pray that you will come to us in our need, and we thank you that you are able to meet our need. You have promised when we come with confidence to your throne of grace, we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And you have promised to your Old Testament people that if we would humble, or if they would humble themselves and pray and call upon you, turning from their wicked ways and seeking you with the whole heart, you would hear them and you would heal them. And Lord, we just thank you for that wonderful promise that we hear repeated, and we believe that we can claim some of that blessing for ourselves. Lord, help us as your people in this land to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn to you with all of our hearts, O God, and call upon your name, Lord. You are yet a mighty God, and, O Lord, we do want to pray, as it says here, for those in high positions. We pray for those who are in authority, and pray that you will touch their hearts, Lord, that you will draw them to yourself, that you will drive them to seek wisdom from above, Lord, and to turn from other ways, Lord. We just pray for the leaders that do know and love you. We pray that you will strengthen their influence. We pray, oh God, that you will raise up others who will honor you, oh God. And we do want to remember those who are in authority today, our president and our vice president, and those who advise them. And we pray for those who are in Congress and the judges throughout the land. We pray also for those who are leaders in state and local governments. And we ask you to touch their hearts, Lord. Oh God, you can do this. We know you can do this and turn things around. And oh God, we just ask you for your working in our land today. And along with this, we just want to thank you for all the blessings that we enjoy for being in the United States of America. We thank you, Lord, for living in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. And we thank you for those, as Brother Keith has mentioned, who have served their land, and some have paid the ultimate price of their lives. And we just thank you for all that has been done to obtain and to preserve the freedoms. And we understand that this all comes from your hand, and pray that you will continue your good hand upon us, Lord, for your name's sake and for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Again, I don't feel I can stop praying till I ask you to just touch my heart today and all of our hearts today. As your people, as citizens of the heavenly kingdom, oh Lord, we pray that you will pour out your spirit upon us, Lord. We think of the great things that you did. When we read your word, we see you did wonderful things through just a few people that were entirely yours, oh God, who lived and breathed for your honor and your glory. You worked it been in them, and then you worked by them, Lord. And so we just pray that we shall not be disheartened, but we shall be encouraged to lay hold of the Lord and to be all that we should be and are called to be by your grace. Touch us, Lord. Touch us in our churches, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon us, we pray. And here at camp throughout this summer, Lord, let hearts be awakened to you, and let us be wholly, wholly yours. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray in our precious Savior's name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's be seated. I know we were going to sing a patriotic song. I'm stuck on being a citizen of Zion. Key of C, please. There's a verse that John Newton wrote to that song, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. More than one verse that we don't have there in the hymn book. But I like this one. Savior, if of Zion's city I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know. Solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know. Amen. Praise the Lord. First Lady was maligned for making a statement where she said she was never proud to be an American or something like that. I guess till Barack Obama, her husband, was elected, then her heart swelled with pride, or I can't remember the exact details. But I just remember how they...
The first time that she was ever proud to be American.
The first time she was ever proud to be an American. So they really knocked her for that one. And it seems rightfully so. I mean, when you look at this flag, there's a certain kind of pride that does rises up in your heart. I guess that's not necessarily wrong. Right. It's something that we feel. We're so thankful to be Americans, and there's a gratitude and a pride. And yet, there are many things to be ashamed of, and that's what I thought of when she said that. I understood the uproar, but then I thought, well, there are things that we're not all that proud of either. But God help us to be what we should be for Him. And the godlessness that is around us, we can make a difference. We can, if we're filled with the Spirit and shining as lights in this dark world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Brother Keith, I know you want us to stand again.
Let's stand. 493. It's really a beautiful prayer, isn't it? Let it be so, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We trust thee. Our trust is in thee, O God. Thank you, Lord. We do thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for our brother Eddie. And Lord, he had a birthday recently, and we're thankful for an opportunity to pray for him. And we pray your blessing on him. We pray your continual move of the Holy Spirit in and through him, Lord, to his body of Christ and to all that he has opportunity to minister to. Lord, we lift him up before you. We pray as, Lord, as your people, as your children, our faith surround him. We ask, God, that you'll bless him, his family. Lord, we ask, dear God, that they'll continue, Lord, as a family to bring and demand and insist on your grace being poured out in this country. Thank you that you planted them here and in New York. And so, Lord, let thy kingdom and thy will be done in and through. And bless our dear brother mightily, Lord. We pray this year, dear God, that you'll surprise him time and time again with things that are abundantly above all that he could ask or think. Anoint his head daily, Lord, that he might serve you, dear God, in the fullness of Christ. We believe you to do that. And we pray your blessing on him this day, Father. It's with joy, it's with thanksgiving that we could have him here and ask you to lay your own hand on his head and bless him, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. I feel like singing happy birthday to you. Would that be okay? A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. There you go. Every day of the year, may you feel Jesus near. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever had. But no cake. No cake. Sorry. God bless you. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. I hear a lot of rhetoric, and I know we all do, whether on the news or in our church or perhaps on the job or the school. People are talking about our country and where we're going. And a lot of that rhetoric is negative. We all know that. It's like, let's just face the elephant in the room, right? Or whatever analogy you want to use. And I hear it. When I get together with good citizens of God's kingdom and of this land, it's always, where are we going? What happened to our moral compass? What about our young people? What will their generation be like? How much of a slide can we endure in our land? And it's daunting. It gets to me. And I have four children. And the truth is, some nights I say, Lord, they need a moral compass. They need to know that there is a moral compass. And I thank God that we hear it in our churches. And we have opportunities still in this free country to hear it over the radio by to whom God gave voices that they're able to speak and instruct. And thank God for that. We pray diligently for those who have a voice, whether through TV, through the media, that are speaking, and even receiving persecution because they're insisting that there is a moral compass. There is a way. There is a right way to walk. And so our prayer continually goes up for this land, that God will make things right. But I want to say that even with the gathering clouds that we see and perceive, that, and Brother Eddie alluded to it, there's a remnant God's raising up. And you know, I get excited about that. We've tasted that this week, that God is calling a remnant, even in these dark days, where it's going to get a lot lighter in here than it is out there. And there's going to be, and you young people have shown us and encouraged us that you know the truth, and the truth is setting you free. And you're allowing the Holy Spirit to give you something far more than goosebumps and our religious notion, but that you're following a king who reigns in your heart. And his ways are your ways. And I thank God for that. I see it in the chapel. I see it sometimes when I visit other places, that there is a generation that want the truth. And Brother Eddie mentioned it. It's the remnant throughout the Bible that made the difference all the time. So we may quake a little bit, and we may say, God, where are you? What's happening? Where are our values going? But then on the other hand, God's preparing a people that are a lot stronger and more diligent. The light is getting brighter. And I want to just thank God for that. So I thought maybe it would be appropriate if we sang Onward Christian Soldiers. And if you find that number before me, I will count you blessed for helping me.
167.
Good, 167.
Call him on before.
worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And so our prayer, Father, is for every staff member here. Have your will in your way. Oh God, we pray, Father, that you'll just continue to work by your Holy Spirit in them as they've come to serve you. We want to ask, God, that every camper that you've brought here in this period specifically, Lord, God, get a hold of them. Thy kingdom must come. Thy will must be done. Lord, in their lives, we pray, oh God, we earnestly cry, Lord, you have caused us to bring this request before you daily, that you'll work in them. Those cottagers, dear God, Lord, we pray in every lesson, in every chapel time, that you, Lord, will not bless them, but God, draw them and bring them into your kingdom. Set your laws in their hearts, we pray. Jesus, we believe you to do that. For each of these villagers, dear God, we thank you for the good reports we've gotten, how your Spirit has been moving and pulling and drawing. And we ask, God, that you will continue that in a greater way even, Lord. We just believe you to do it, Lord. We pray, Father, that these couple of nights, dear God, that you'll come in a very special way to them. We trust you to do that. We lift up our sister Mary and pray that you will continue to strengthen and anoint her, dear God, each of these counselors. Lord, what can we do without your anointing? We pray you'll anoint them, that they might speak your words into these lives. We believe you to do that. We pray, Father, too, for some of these that are homesick. Free them, God. Free them, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're the comforter. And we pray you'll comfort them, that they might be able to hear and receive. Lord, we just pray, even in their weakness, that the strength of God will be poured in. We trust you to do that. And as always, we pray for your great protection over the campers and all the whole camp. Lord, that you'll keep us under the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.